All right, and it's 7 a.m. in the West Coast. It is 12 noon in the East Coast, and it is 5 p.m. in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. Today is October 18, 2015, and this is Orly Benny Davis, and this is the Impossible Truth. Today, Sunday, we are going to have some Israeli music to the tune that propelled 2,000 years of the diaspora Jews to come back to their nation, to the land that they miss so much. Now, the issues are rising. The situation in the land is in turmoil, and we are calling upon all the lovers of Jerusalem to pay attention and to come closer and see what we can do together to make this rise of violence go away. And that's why I decided to open on Facebook the Jerusalem desk, and also here it will be Sunday, the Jerusalem desk. It's the issue of the holy city of Jerusalem and what we can do to make it holy again, or holy per se, because it will, you know, the sight of the godly spirit will never lose, you know, leave the sight, but we need to start thinking in the global context, what does it mean and what happens in that area. Now, in the recent program, I didn't mention the situation on the ground so much because I didn't want to alert everybody to the tension when there are so many refugees on the run in Europe and in Syria, and children in the roads. And, of course, we need to pay attention on the global program of, you know, what can be first. However, it seems that there is a major plan, and you know, the scripture, the Bible talks about it, that it will be the end of all time, that something will happen, and every religion has its own version of what will happen then. So we are in that segment where the world is going to have some kind of, you know, debate about Jerusalem. And we have to pay attention to see that the end game will fit what the world really wants and what the world needs and how everybody is going to work together. Now, let's assume that you have a debate about this question on Mars. Because every time we talk about personality per se or people, we tend to use our prejudgment, and we don't want to do that because I can call names people and make them look bad, and then take away what they deserve or they have. It's a tactic. So let's talk about Mars. If on Mars one day you want to have a place where you want to build a new plantation or a new area where, you know, not plantation is not the wrong segment, but like to plant something, to start having some life. What you would have? You would have something that at the end of the day will make it happen. It means that everybody will live together. There will be a rules of order of some sort that we all decide. And we go toward that. In Jerusalem, it's the only city of the world. I don't recall anywhere in the world that there is a holy city that is declared by the Bible and, you know, thousands of years of history that come with that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. And you know what? If I'm wrong, it's fine too. The only idea is Jerusalem is one of those places where holiness is about, it's taking place, it's been taking place, and it will be there. So we need to preserve that holiness. Now, that holiness comes in different kind of colors, beliefs, and understanding. We can do it wrong or we can do it right. It's up to us. So what to be? What to be? So I'll give you the Jerusalem version, my Jerusalem version of Judaism of 2015, and the turns of the vent. The idea that in the day, the end of the day, there will be a place where all the world as one will come together to recognize God as the ruler of the universe as one. All of us together, not denomination. The conclusion of the scenarios of Judaism is encompassed in one idea, togetherness of the world under one God. That's the picture, nothing else. I've been listening to some videos from people that try to rally the kids, and they have a story about Judaism that come off a horror book, of a king. I don't know who gave it to them. I didn't even hear about it. And I've been around for some time, and I'm saying, is it possible that they are, their storytelling is so wrong and so out of touch? And it's about time people get a grip with the story about Passover and the blood label that they gave us all the time. It's about time it stops, because if there is anything more sacred, it's people life. People at all denomination life, and we actually are very, very careful with that. We never, I don't know where it comes from, that story, but it doesn't matter. It's from the same stories that come around when you tell it so much. You might, they think that it's true, but it's not. So I want to say about Judaism. I don't know what you guys can think about it, and I don't know how I can convince you, but what to do? This is our rules in the world. This is us. This is who we are. Nothing to take away from each other. It's the point that God wanted those kids to be like that and those kids to be that. That's his choice. What do you guys want from us or anybody? You cannot ask from other people. Don't change, don't turn, don't change your colors. Just be you, but you be free. And that's what we want. We want freedom. And if there is anything that we cannot stand, is the abuse of power. And please, anybody who tries to tamper with liberty and ask us, to obey at the pointing of violence and terror against us is a collaborator. Anybody in the world who thinks that for them, whoever they are, because they're terrorists, people who stab people in the street are terrorists. When they rise to terror in order for them to achieve something, don't ever justify their mean. Don't ever say that they are right, and definitely don't negotiate with them. And Secretary Kerry, you're gonna talk to Abbas in Jordan? Yes, after rise of terror attack. Now, your honor is gonna come and talk to them. By all means, good luck. No wonder, there is a role in life that you must play. And it's not appeasing terror. That's something the American spirit always told me. And the British are convinced. The Brits are convinced about it. And I know that they're rallying up, that they had yesterday about, the pro-Palestine. It's a BS. And they all live with the fact that they need to tolerate it. But the truth of the matter is, time has come where the bluff is seen. That's it. Let's listen to some kind of, I'm not promising anything because it's early in California, but I definitely want you to listen to this.
בטח אתם יודעים רבותיי, כתוב ביד החזקה ממורנו הרמב״ם וכך הוא אומר אם מישהו שואל אותך, אתה מאמין בביאת המשיח ואתה עונה כן, ולא כלום, ולא שום דבר. איך הוא יבוא? אני לא יודע. הרמב״ם אומר, האמין בביאת המשיח.
Alright, that was Shlomo Karlebach. God bless his soul with, you know, Israel trusting God. And no, for nothing, it's today they're celebrating in Jerusalem the saving of Rabbi Yehuda Glick, the guy that, you know, a few months back got shot for ascending to Temple Mount. He got shot four times. We all prayed for him. And we really, really hope that, you know, he'll always be well and everything. Today there is a big celebration there at the center. And I'm not there because I'm here with you. But I wish him all the best and long life and a good life. And God bless him for everything he's doing for the liberation of the spirit, the spirit of freedom to be and to have a part of, you know, of Jerusalem. What kind of life of people can expect if there would be a regime of the Muslims all over? You know, they have their own life and they have the faith, but we need to have our own. And the fact that they are obstinate about the fact that they want all of Israel, they want all of us. Just is more clear today than ever because they just want to cancel the God of Israel. They tried before, and God of Israel is not going away. That's the fact. We are His people. I got something to let you listen. I hope that you listen to it and maybe we can, you know, think about it after that. Let's listen to that segment.
Good evening, and welcome to the first Democratic debate of the 2016 campaign. I'm your moderator, Anderson Cooper, and I hope I do you proud tonight, Kathy Griffin. Let's meet the candidates. First up, former governor of Maryland, Martin O'Malley.
Hello, I'm Martin O'Malley. This is what my voice sounds like. This is what my face looks like. When I was mayor of Baltimore, I did such a good job, they made two TV shows about my city, Homicide and The Wire.
Former Rhode Island governor, Lincoln Chafee.
Lincoln Chafee. I used to be senator. That was fun. And now I'm here. This is fun, too.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Webb.
Hello, I'm Jim Webb, and it's about damn time I get to talk. What has it been, 1,000 years? Here's the deal. I fought in Vietnam, and I'm not going to brag about how much ass I kicked, but let's just say I kicked every single ass.
And now that we've met those people, let's bring out the real candidates. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
Hello. Thank you for having me. I think you're really going to like the Hillary Clinton that my team and I have created for this debate. She's warm but strong, flawed yet perfect, relaxed but racing full speed toward the White House like the T-1000 from Terminator.
And from the state of Vermont, Senator Bernie Sanders. Hello.
Enough with the hellos. Let's do this.
Senator Sanders, how are you?
I'm good. I'm hungry, but I'm good. And now, if you don't mind, I'm gonna dial it right up to a 10.
Go right ahead.
We're doomed. We need a revolution. Millions of people on the streets. And we gotta do something. And we gotta do it now. Yeah.
Bernie, pace yourself. Now, Bert, before we begin, we at CNN want to say a quick word to Vice President Joe Biden. Joe, if you decide to run at any time tonight, we will happily make room for you on the stage. No presh, but we'd love to have you. Wouldn't we, candidates?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's get started. This first question is for everyone. Senator Sanders, some of your opponents believe regulating Wall Street is enough. What is your position on the big banks?
Not a fan of the banks. They trample on the middle class, they control Washington, and why do they chain all their pens to the desks? Who's trying to steal a pen from a bank? Makes no sense. That's why you gotta break up the banks into little pieces and then flush the pieces down the toilet so you can never put the banks back together. Then you just make the bankers pay for college for everyone and America's fixed. Hey!
Okay, we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis with Impossible Truth. This is the Sunday Jerusalem desk. Let's have, an applause for the Saturday night shows. They always bring the best out of every situation. And, of course, they did well with promoting, the Democratic debate. Obviously didn't have such a success that they expected. But, it depends how much you have to offer at the end of the day. To be eloquent is good, to be smart is excellent, but to have a heart for the situation is something that you need to, to pay attention to. Because leaders are people who touch everybody's heart, and to be the free, the leader of the free world, even though that the position is a little scarce today, these days, but America is definitely have the right to that position, and to claim it is not easy. It's not easy. I hope whoever gets the nomination, whoever gets to win, will do the best job, because we need some people who we need a new spirit, a new thing in America for the world's sake. Because if you will, remember the role that America took in the last decade, you remember a lot of different arguments about the role that it should take as far as globalized economy, as far as defense, as far as security. And a peaceful agreement and coexistence. It seems she did everything in the power. And I remember the years, when President Clinton was, he inspired the world to come, and make some peace, major things happen. And think about it. Nobody recognized the fact that, the peace accord with Egypt is the most, the best one that ever that happened, because when they debated for real, they did it, they think about everything. They didn't say, you have a part of it, you know the other one doesn't exist anymore. They thought about it, they thought it through. That's why it stays. That's why they still have great cooperation, and God willing, it will be different. But it takes time, obviously. But think about the Palestinian issues. They're acting like thugs. And by all means, they are showing us they're thugs. They're paid by thugs. They're non not somebody I want to get partnered with. I don't, when they say that we don't have a partner, I said, I don't want to be a part of such a tug. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to go to Jerusalem and pray for my God and be afraid that somebody, you know, if I'm allowed to pray or not allowed, if I can, you know, wear, if somebody can wear a shawl and pray, I cannot carry my own Bible. Excuse me, guys, you maybe don't remember. You know, city, you know, holy city is holy for everybody. And I wonder how in other places it's a custom. But in other places, holy city is free for, you know, everybody. Of course, we understand that not everywhere you can do, you can practice in the same way. But I'm still don't understand the reluctance of so many people to be a part of an understanding commitment to a global partnership for freedom of mankind. Because let's assume we are in a game. Because guys, it seems like Hollywood is making this movie. Because we are in such a movie and such a present impossible scenario that only Hollywood can create such a thing. Think about it. We have some people that decide that they want to destroy the Israeli because of God of Israel. They don't destroy the Israeli the people. The Israeli the people might they like them because they're smart, they are with, you know, they're high tech, they love it. But we have a situation where we are annoyed by because we're Jews. And Judaism is a part of our identity. And even though that we are very, very smart, outgoing, and you know, and worldly, it's a part of it. We keep Shabbat. We like to keep Shabbat. We like to have candle on Friday night. You know, our customs are really open, and you know, everybody who knows us know what it is. But this is our role. We are supposed to be different, so we can keep God's way. In a very, very defined way. But all the rest, we are men of the world and women of the world, and we want them to, you know, the children to be free, and we respect others. Now, for some reason, the Muslims decide that they don't like us. They don't like us because we're Jew. And you know what? We had that craziness in the Holocaust. We had that craziness in other time. But we say never again, it means never again. And for the world to decide to give, you know, Iran a gate, you know, a get-go of funds, and give them the agreement to say, you know, now we're going to give you also money to fund all those camps. Because this camp that they just finished in, you know, in Gaza was funded by the Iran. Now, you guys are going to fund terrorist activity to destroy Israel. So by all means, I don't see where is the friendship. I don't see where is the brotherhood of men. I don't see where you guys are taking part of keeping us safe when you're giving the destroyer the means to destroy us. And we trust in God, but God give us, you know, you trust in God, but you do your own action. So what do you guys expect to happen? You want to see God in action? That's what you're trying to do? You know God has his way. We don't take it for granted. But you guys don't challenge him, because you guys have to understand that every action has its own repercussion. And the fact that all the world is in turmoil, it doesn't mean much about everybody's actions. We all in turmoil. We are responsible for each other. We are one of the same universe. And something that I heard from the shadows, you know, that went to the moon, there was a story that every astronaut tell. And there was a, you know, a group of astronauts that you know, came to Israel because they're talking about giving life and making life in other planets. Not for nothing I was talking about planets on Mars, you know. And they came and they say, you know, when you the astronauts from all over are driving out of the universe, of the world, they try to find out where are the country, where they come from. So they say in the beginning of the shuttle, when they drive out, they say, oh, here's my country, here's that country. After a while, they see all the world is one ball, great, amazing, shining, beautiful, beautiful globe. And they know we are one. So you guys have to get those nuts into their back, to their cases. Because if you let loose any more nuts, we cannot tolerate it as a world. And it's not because of us, you know, as it comes to everybody time. Because now they are in Europe. They want London. They want England. They who's the country? Oh, Sweden. Sweden is collapsing. Sweden, the one that is want to be so good with them, is going to be on a broke in no time. Sweden. Okay, you guys have to understand that this is has to stop in some way, and I don't know how to get your attention. Trust me, I speak a different language. I've been raised in so many different places that for me to come and, you know, become a part, this is my voice. This is my only voice that I have into the world to tell you what I think. And, you know, power and, you know, position is not an easy task, especially when you move across the globe to another country and you say, oh, hey, I'm home. Yeah, stand in line, sweetheart. You know, we are all waiting forever. So the Messiah will come one day, of course, and we'll see it through. But guys, this is it. This is what we have to do. And I can hear, you know, the evangelist talking today, and I was really up to, you know, it was almost tears. And then they did the magic thing. They took the old Bible, the Old Testament, and they quoted, you know, Zechariah. Said, wow, what a spirit, great. Then they went to a different book, and they found a different ending. He said, no, this is not the ending that I want. The old Bible has its own ending saying, you know, the verses, and the rest, you know, everybody's belief is respectfully that. But the Jerusalem is the city on the hill, a real city on the hill. She is real, and she is built. And if the world will stop messing with Israel constantly, we might give some sewer and road to the side, you know, to the other part of Jerusalem that they are being frustrated. Citizens of Israel, they're not allowed to have a road because every time we build something, the world comes to stop us. Oh, your intervention. Well, so sorry, you guys. Remember, you were supposed to take care of Jerusalem. You were absent, United Nations, Corpus Separatum, you called. You took responsibility, then you neglected it. And we said, you know, lost, and it's found with us. We found Jerusalem, and we conquered 67. We took her back, and we love her, and by all means. We're not letting her go because she needs to be free. And anybody who wants to capture Jerusalem in order to enslave her to a different belief, just that doesn't believe in freedom because it's not God, because God is love. Something that does not come from love and kill all the Jews. That's what you guys want to do? So you are actually asking us to start protecting the holy city of Jerusalem. And that's what is going to happen. We will. All right, guys. It's Orly Benny Davis with Impossible Truth. It's Sunday, Jerusalem. You know, it's the Jerusalem desk today. And I want to tell you, Jerusalem has a beautiful, beautiful sight. to be. And, you know, a mosque is a mosque. All the rest is not there. They're talking about Temple Mount. Temple Mount has a mosque, but it's 44 dunam. It means like 10 acres. If you take 10 acres, it's like, why in the herd will give it away? Sorry, it's geographic. And Paris once said that we're not good. Well, I'm good with geographic. I don't give it away. That's how we are. We like, you know, you want the mosque, it's yours. Doesn't mean that you have to have also the yard. The yard is not, you know, it's holy ground for everybody in the world. And there is a billion Christians didn't speak up yet. Of course, the Pope gave it up. Well, that's what it is. But he gave it up. Why? But then he interfered. So he didn't really give it up. Okay, guys, let's hear some music. And we'll be back after. There is a segment about Iran, the billions for terror, after that.
אני רודף אחר חוקך מחד מידך תשוקתי אותי רודפת בראש ומכנב בשלך.
All right, and we are back. We are here in Israel, the Holy Land, and this is Orly Benny Davis in The Impossible Truth. We have a segment that will maybe describe what the situation in Jerusalem is. Let's listen to that.
This site in Jerusalem's Old City is sacred to two religions. Muslims believe it's where the Prophet Muhammad ascended to heaven. Jews revere it as the site of two biblical temples. It's known as both Haram al-Sharif, the noble sanctuary, and Temple Mount. For decades, it's been a flashpoint between Israelis and Palestinians. After the Six-Day War in 1967, Israel occupied the Old City and East Jerusalem. But the holy site itself has stayed administered by a Jordanian Waqf, an Islamic trust. There's an agreement that Jews may visit but may not pray there. However, some Jews have tried to worship at the Temple Mount, regarded as provocative by Muslims at the site's Al-Aqsa Mosque. Many Palestinians are suspicious that some Jewish nationalists want to challenge the Waqf's jurisdiction. But Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, says he doesn't want to change the current arrangements. On the Palestinian side, some say the latest violence may start a third intifada or uprising. But unlike the previous uprisings, most of the recent attacks by Palestinians have been committed by individuals acting on their own. The big question now is whether these attacks will lead to a wider conflict, as neither the Israeli government nor the Palestinian Authority seems to be fully in control of the situation.
Nobody on the international scene, nobody on the national scene, not even the PLO, not the Israeli officials, nobody on the even national scene has given the people any type of hope in any negotiations.
We see people, Israeli Arabs, that has families, that has everything, that has children and have degrees in university, yet they taking a knife and stabbing innocent people in the name of Al-Aqsa, in the name of Islam.
All right, and we are back. That was just a segment to tell you what's going on. There is the situation of Temple Mount, where there is the mosque, the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It's on the right-hand side of the Temple Mount. Now, anybody who is sent to the Temple Mount goes straight and to the left, which is where there is that, you know, the dome, you know, the golden dome that is in the center. That's the Mosque of Al-Omar. It's a different one. It's not the Al-Aqsa they're all talking about. It's a different one. They call it the Mosque of the Women or Mosque of whatever. The idea is they have one holy mosque that is on the right. Nobody touched there. They don't even go there at all. The idea that they say that, you know, their belief that the prophet rise from there. He wasn't never in Jerusalem. It was only a dream. But then, you know, they undermine the fact that we have, you know, two temples, only temple that were there for the first one is 600 years or 400 years. And the other one was there until, you know, 70 after the counting of the Christ. So the idea that, you know, they're saying that their prophet dream is more important than actually excavation of two holy temples that were there. So it's not that I don't want to give them the respect, but the fact that they disrespect our tradition and our belief, it's really something that will come, you know, they'll have to come to terms with it. Life is given to us. We are here together. The fact that people like to put a mask on themselves in one color, it doesn't mean that the other has to put the same. Guys, come on, we've been through it. This is not the dark time. We are enlightened people. We can see what's going on in the rest of the world. What the heck is their trouble? People, you know, we saw one Arab Israeli that she was talking on the news said, I don't understand when, you know, people want to pray. What is the problem? Where is the problem? And they say that, you know, it's contaminated. The Jews contaminate the site, which is anti-Semite, bi, and racist. Now, remember, Jews are not allowed to go anywhere. And you know what? It's enough with this. This is really overdue to say enough is enough. We go everywhere we want within the law, within the livelihood of every nation, and we bring commerce, we bring happiness, we bring family, we tradition, we bring innovation, we bring everything. What do you guys have the problem with? We bring light. And that's where they don't want. They like the darkness because they believe in death, because they have a camp that every one of the children is trained to know that is going to be a shaheed. You guys, the civil organization of the world needs to be aware that the next generation of our Muslim are trained to die for something. But you guys have to understand they're training them to die for God's sake. They are beautiful children. How can you do that to them? Why in the heck of anything you would train them in Gaza? You guys wanted Gaza to be free? Then you have a freedom to collaborate with death. This is the freedom you give to the world. Shame on you, world, that you guys had all the power. And then you ask why all this power is taken away from you. Can you understand what happened here? You throw people to the street in order to have Gaza as the base of terror organization, cultivating children. They just finished summer camp, and every child is Jerusalem. You can hear they want to die for Al-Aqsa. What Al-Aqsa? Nobody touches Al-Aqsa. What's wrong with them? And they're teaching them. That's horrible. And you guys, world, it's upon all of your responsibility if you do that to the children of the world. If you led the children of the world, I call upon Hollywood. Hollywood, help them. Save them. Get the movie to those children. To hope. This is a Disney movie really is needed at this point in time in the civilization. My God, this is unbelievable. And to come and shout on Israel because we have a group and they call us extreme. a group that says, okay, we want to go and pray for God. We want to go. No, they're extreme. They're, you know, inciting the hatred. Well, Arabs love to hate and they love to kill. That's what they do. That's what's their tradition. Now, so you guys get a group of that. Start talking to some leader of those enlightened people and get them on, you know, get the page on history on the right one, because we're done with dark ages. It's time to enlighten everybody that there is a world out there that we want to cultivate. Enough with the killing. Okay, let's get some music. Maybe we can pray together after that. Right, and it's Orly Benny Davidson. This is the Jerusalem Desk today on the Impossible Truth. It's Sunday, and the riots in Jerusalem around were in the name of their God or whatever God they're worshiping. But let's ask you guys now that come, you know, sometimes something I learned very well, that in the time of challenge, this is the opportunity to resolve old questions. And the oldest question that I have in the book is, do you remember the story about Joseph with the striped shirt, the Prince of Egypt? Remember that musical, the beautiful musical? Well, the Tomb of Joseph, the Prince of Egypt, that is, of course, was Israelite, as you call it, it was burned. Not all of it, thank God, but it was, you know, it was attacked. And it's under Palestinian jurisdiction, Joseph tomb. Now, what about wrong of this? The tomb of Mother Rachel, the matriarch of the Jewish people, the tomb of the matrix, one Rachel, one mother of Israel, you know, that we have Rachel, she's under jurisdiction of Bethlehem of the Palestinians. Then you have the tomb of the patriarch, Isaac, the father of Jacob. Jacob, Israel, it's the same world as Israel, is under jurisdiction. And Temple Mount, the holy site, is there. And then the question is, what's wrong with this picture? Guys, everything is wrong with this picture when you guys let them take away the ancestry of the Jewish people. How can you live with yourself, you leaders of the free world? And I want to ask, Mrs. Clinton, you really want to be the president? You've been here when in 2000, when the riots started with the Clinton plan, which created 7 years of riot. Well, no, thank you. As far as Israel concerned, you can say hallelujah as much as you want. The Israeli people don't need a leader to bring her to another chaos, like, you know, that time in the presidency. We need an American president that is definitely a Republican, because only Republican can talk turkey to those people, like George Bush did, bless his heart. Now, you have the tomb of Rachel, that is 100 feet from the border of Jerusalem. It stopped. Why? Because they decided. Now, we have the map. On the map of the agreement, it's not included. We got to correct that mistake. Start with Rachel's tomb. Start with Joseph. Of course, it's you know, it's a middle of Nablus. Who's gonna get that? That would be nice. But the 100 feet of Rachel's tomb, there is no reason for it to be under jurisdiction. And they've been attacking there, and they don't go there to pray there. It's boosted with all bricks around for Jews to pray. So why you need, you know, another 100 feet? What's the big deal? But no, they need to ruin the Jews. Was it a plan to get rid of the Jews again? But, you know, if something went wrong. There was a plan, right? You guys didn't do it on purpose, or you didn't even think what you guys are doing. So, and no wonder you have another players in the game right now. We didn't talk about it, but we'll talk about it tomorrow. Life is as good as you make it. You guys wanted a war so you can sell your arms. Well, you got war. But just remember, those arms can go all the way through to all over the world because they become so tricky. Now, you teach them how to work them. You teach them how to train them. It's all on your hands. So let's pray together for real. Let's pray for redemption of human race as all, because we need to see right from wrong. All together. If you don't see the right, you cannot do it. So I hope God give us the knowledge, the wisdom, the patience, and the bravery and the courage to stand fast, to do right. And we need righteousness of God to give us the position to be there in the right time, the right moment to make a difference. I know we've been going fast. This hour just swing by so fast. Just remember, there is a God inside us, and we love Him so much, and we want Him to be proud of us. So for the sake of Jerusalem, please don't hesitate anymore when it comes to right from wrong. Do the right thing. She needs to be free. It's about the time to let her free for all the human spirit. And if you believe in the spirit that there is in Jerusalem, you understand what capturing it means. You need to let her go. God bless you all. God bless you all. I love you from Israel, the Holy Land. This is Orly Benny Davis. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 8 p.m. Jerusalem time, the capital of Israel. Bye-bye. Love you.
Thinking about all I've done, the cities I have been. Looking at my photograph.